All right. Now, speaking of things you have to look at and go figure, let's talk about Christian nationalism. What? Yes. Christian nationalism. So I gave my monologue a moment ago. If you'd missed it, you can pick it up again on our podcast. But so there's this hysteria out there about Christian nationalism. It's scary. They're going to inflict their faith on us. Say it ain't so. I mean, they can inflict their transgenderism on our kids all the time. They can inflict their gay pride, you know, in the Christmas parade down in Prattville. They can have drag queen story hours. They can mandate that we have to take a vaccine that may or may not be a question of religious accommodation, and then cause people to lose their careers if they don't take it. They can kick you out of the military if you don't take it. They can do all these things that they claim have a right and a need and a regulatory burden to pursue, but God forbid Christians ought to be in the public square. Actually, God does not forbid Christians being in the public square. How about that? Well, Pete Hegseth is part of what got this going for me, and I decided to not. I mean, I've got articles on just the general aspect of accusations about Christian nationalism, but Pete Hegseth is what has brought it back to the forefront in the most recent weeks. I mean, it never left. It's been a huge piece of the extremist talk that the liberals love to try and, you know, narrate into the fabric of American culture. But Pete Hegseth has a tattoo. He has several tattoos. JP, do you have a tattoo?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't really think I'll have one anytime soon, at least. I don't know.
I will go ahead and profess to being whipped because I wanted to get a Ranger tab tattooed on my shoulder at one point, and Charlene was not a fan.
Yeah. They're too expensive.
So I don't have a beard or a tattoo. Because my wife prefers me not to have a beard or a tattoo.
Well, there you go.
And I've been married 38 years and I'm still happy, so I guess I'm going to go without a beard or a tattoo.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, so Pete Hegseth has tattoos. I mean, he's got several. But one of them that's caught some attention, I mean, it's big doings. Y'all, I mean, come on. He's got a large, white Jerusalem cross tattooed on his chest. No. Yes. Right there on his pectoral. Yeah, it is. So if you're not familiar with the Jerusalem cross, it's like a, it's sort of a, I want to say like a squared off, like the upper and lower bars are the same length. And there's four smaller crosses inserted in and around it. So basically there's five crosses within the image of the one cross. Does that make sense?
Isn't it called the Crusader cross?
Or? It is also, by the way, affiliated with Crusaders.
Yeah.
And so he has the Jerusalem cross tattooed on his chest, and his detractors are now saying it's a sign of white supremacy. It's a sign of Christian nationalism. They can't choose. I mean, I guess Christian nationalism is immediately white supremacy. I don't know.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure there's black Christian nationalists.
Well, those aren't an issue.
I'm going to bet there's Asian Christian nationalists.
Yeah, you'd probably be right.
I'm going to largely suspect that there are Native American Christian nationalists.
I would bet on that, yeah.
And I'm gonna bet that there are people who have a sort of like what I would call a mixed lineage who are also Christian nationalists.
Probably.
So what do they do then?
Well, those are patriots. The white ones are the bad ones.
Oh, okay. Well, you explained that pretty well.
Yeah.
So the detractors have said the Jerusalem cross on Pete Hegseth's chest is an indicator of extremism, like white supremacy and Christian nationalist sentiment. Some of you mistaken it for a Nazi swastika because they don't pay that close attention.
Those ones have cracked me up the most.
He's got a swastika on there.
If you're going to go at him, at least get it right.
I mean, for the love of, yeah. According to Hegseth, concern over the tattoo actually caused leadership in the District of Columbia's National Guard to pull him off. See, he used to be in the National Guard, and it was only a few years ago he retired as a major. He was going to be on a mission to guard the inaugural proceedings for President Biden when he was sworn into office. But the District of Columbia National Guard actually pulled him because of his tattoo, because that's when they were getting really scared. Think about the time frame, 2020, 2021 at that point. That's the BLM riots and all the things going on. So he actually retired from the National Guard because he wasn't going to keep putting up with that. The laughs on them. Now he's looking at being sec def.
And all their attempts to get him out have looked to have failed.
I'm saying.
It's looking like he's going to get passed.
So if you're not familiar, the cross, the Jerusalem cross, it originated in Eastern Christianity sometime like in the 5th or 6th centuries, right? It was adopted by the Crusaders. It became a symbol of the Christian kingdom of Jerusalem from 1099 to 1291. And it's still used today by the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem and a Catholic order called the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre. And the Jerusalem cross, it actually has dual meanings. Here's the official meaning of it. One is it represents the five crosses, represents the five wounds that Christ received on the cross, and it also represents sort of a global version of the gospel being taken to the world. All right, so pretty scary stuff. They brought in an expert in this article I've got here on Fox News, a Catholic priest who's a member of the religious order that uses the Jerusalem cross, and he said he's not even familiar with the cross being used to represent any kind of extremisms. He said, on the contrary, the Jerusalem cross symbolizes the message of salvation being taken to all people, and it's fairly common practice, he said, for Christian pilgrims who go to Jerusalem to actually get a tattoo of the Jerusalem cross as a sign they visited the holy city. Okay, so you look at all that and you go, really? This is what you got? You're going to try and derail a guy from being Secretary of Defense because he has a cross tattooed on his chest. But that's where they are. That's where the screamers are right now. All right, when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you, one of the next things they're really worried about in terms of Christian nationalism and Pete Hegseth is, what's he going to do with his beliefs? Oh my gosh, he's going to have sway over the Department of Defense schools. He's going to invoke Christian nationalism in the school curriculums. It never ends, y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. So I'm in this thing on Christian nationalism, and I really wanted to unpack this today because I'll be honest with you, they're saying it about you. They are. They're saying it about you. If you love Jesus and you love America and you're willing to say both, guess what? Christian nationalism. Now, they're going to try and say, well, we didn't mean every Christian, you know. Oh, just the ones that love America? So if you go to one of those churches that flies a gay pride flag in front of it, yes, there are those, then you're okay. I mean, that's not Christian nationalism. That's like, you know, progressive Christianity, and we can live with that. We need to coexist. By the way, I hate that bumper sticker. That bumper sticker is such a crock.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You've seen it? Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar, there's the coexist bumper sticker, which is the word coexist, and it's spelled with the symbols of different, you know, religions from around the world. You know, the C is the crescent from Islam, and then, you know, the T at the end is a cross, but everything else in between, I mean, right down to Wiccan symbols, I mean, the whole thing, coexist. What does that even mean? We already coexist. We already do. No one is saying, we intend to take up arms and stamp out your religion. No one's doing that. Well, I take it back. The radical Islamists are. How about that? But Christians aren't doing it. And yet, for some reason, we're the ones they want to brand. I mean, this is offensive if you get down to it. It's offensive. It's unnecessary. And it's absolutely antithetical to common sense. But yet, when have you seen the liberals ever make sense? So, article here from Politico. Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. Politico. Dateline, yesterday. Pete Hegseth has pushed for years to steep American education in patriotic principles and Christian theology. He could implement that vision for thousands of military families if he's confirmed to lead the Defense Department. God forbid. What does that mean? What's he going to do with Christian theology in schools? So if you're not familiar, by the way, I went to a DOD school. So we were stationed in London, England. I went to London Central High School. I know there's somebody else in the audience that did also. But I went to London Central High School for 3 years, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Actually, probably one of the best experiences I've ever had, in part because it took me out of an environment that I had been in that I was really doing badly in, and put me into a place where I had a new surrounding. So there was that. That's a whole other part of my testimony. But the reality is, living in London, England, was very cool. That's where I accepted Christ, actually. And I went to a DOD school. The school itself, by the way, was not academically amazing. Just saying. I look back now and I realize there were things that we did there in school that I look at and go, that was pretty tepid. How did we get away with that and call it science or whatever? But the truth is, the DoD schools are important. They do play a function. We have a lot of military families that are overseas. And if you live in Germany, you can't send your kids to a German school. So you have a DoD school for them to go to. Well, Pete Hegseth, according to Politico, you know, has the high profile position, which is going to be basically allowing him to run a federally run education program that conservatives have long designed, long to restructure, it says. Well, I got news. It needs to be restructured in some ways, regardless of the views you may have. We just recently saw that a absolute screaming racist liberal was appointed to make sure that DEI was in all of the DoD schools. Never mind the fact that she was on her own social media talking about how she was sick of all the white folks. But they're going to fuss about Pete Hegseth. So it says in the article here from Politico, he will have the opportunity to bend a key facet of education system in his own image. God almighty, this is such a screamer. It would also be a way to resurrect the patriotic education blueprint that Trump advanced during his first term and set an example Republican-led states can follow. What are they talking about? And by the way, patriotic education, what does that mean? Like actual history that says America does good things? By the way, America did win the revolution, and America did win World War I, and America did win World War II, and America did, you know, supply food to the nations, and America had problems along the way. We did have the American Civil War. America did have slavery. Oh, by the way, America stamped out slavery, and America led the charge across the world for stamping out slavery. But you know what? Just if you hate America, you shouldn't be in charge of education either. How about that? But a guy named Max Eden at the American Enterprise Institute says this could be huge. It could change the character of American education for half the country. At the same time, Politico is freaking out because, I don't know, Hegseth is a Christian. This is nuts. I got more on this, and I got more on what they said about people besides Pete Hegseth. Y'all stay tuned. I'll tell you how they're labeling you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Let me get some text messages and stay caught up with those. John from Huntsville says, are you sticking? Okay, he's asking about, just answer him on the text. I'm not going to do sports right now. Mike from Harvest says, Phil, can you please tell me where I can get some of that Christian nationalism? I'm asking for a friend. Well, see, there's this guy named Jesus, and you get to know him. I would say accept him as your savior, and then also recognize that you live in a country that allows you the right to actually worship him freely without interference from the government. Therefore, you can love your country, and you also know Jesus. And oh, by the way, that makes you a Christian nationalist. Just saying.
Careful, careful, careful.
I'm getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Here. Okay.
You need to get back in line here, you know. That's dangerous.
David from Madison says, I'm sorry, that was a continuation of a text that just came in earlier, and then the second half of it showed back up. Jeff from Indiana says, FYI, a 14-year-old can grow a better beard than I can. That's why I don't have one. So I heard me say that Charlene's not a fan of me growing a beard. I had a great beard in Afghanistan.
Well, he also said above, he says, surely you have a picture of you when you were in a country with a beard, and there is pictures of it. I've seen them.
I did. It was a righteous beard, man.
Yeah.
Ear to ear. That's right. I even said last night, I said, honey, I think I need to grow a beard. And she said, I'm thinking not. Brian from Decatur says, am I wrong in thinking that the only people that can prevent Pete Hegseth from getting the position are Republicans? Obviously, the Democrats are going to be against him with tooth and nail, but something to think about. Well, you're right, Brian. You're absolutely right. I mean, that if the Republicans stick together on, I mean, look at some of the people that Biden got in with Republican help, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
like unanimous Democrat help and some Republican help.
Yeah, we're talking about some wackadoos, some glass ceiling breakers, wink, wink, if you know what I'm saying. Got confirmed by the U.S. Senate with votes even added to it by the Republicans. And yes, if Republicans stick together right now, there's not a single confirmation of a Trump appointee that should be able to be stopped. Jim from Grove Oaks says, DJ Trumpy Trump will have his nominees confirmed or the dissenting senators will be primaried out. Spread the word. You say that. It's not as easy as all that. I had people all the time say to me in the state senate, if you don't vote the way we like, we're gonna make sure you don't get reelected. Good luck with that. You don't vote in my district. But I get it, though. The sentiment will probably arise. And I do believe, though, I do believe some of them, though, would be challenged. And rightfully so. Dave from Madison sends me I like this. Have you seen the new Coexist? It's made with all of the different gun manufacturer symbols. The C is for Colt. The O is by Glock. The E in the middle is the Beretta symbol. And then you got, Springfield Armory. I'm looking at, Smith & Wesson, Mossberg. This is sweet. Okay. I like it. I like it lots. And then we got a brand new texter in the line. Says, I saw one of those bumper stickers the other day, but didn't know what it meant. Yeah, it's saying that all the religions, by the way, brand new texter, tell us who you are and where you're from so we can plug you in. But yeah, it's basically Brenna. That was quick. Brenna from Coleman. Brenna, we're glad you're here. Brenna from Coleman is brand new saying, I saw one of those bumper stickers, didn't know what it meant. Yep, there it is. It's their way of saying you need to here's the bottom line. They don't want you to just coexist. They want you to adopt. They want you to accommodate. They want you to blend. And how about no? So moving forward a little bit, you know, a minute ago I had NPR. Well, how about the TV version, PBS? This one will get you goat. Right before the election, about a week before the election, September 30th, PBS did an interview with Matthew Taylor. Matthew Taylor, who is of the Institute for Islamic, Christian, and Jewish Studies. I guess they coexist. And he's author of a book called The Violent Take It by Force.
Wait, The Violent Take It?
Violent.
Oh, violent.
Yeah, like scary, harmful people.
Oh.
Take It by Force. You can already tell where this is going. Well, the interview with a guy named Jeff Bennett, who's the host on a show, on a town hall show, not a town hall, but like a podcasted show on PBS, interviewed Matthew Taylor, and their deep concern and the subject of the entire interview was, what do you think about J.D. Vance actually going on a show, like a town hall meeting with Lance Wallnau? If you're not familiar, Lance Wallnau is evangelical. He's an evangelist. He's a business consultant. He believes in what I would call a faith-based patriotism, and they've branded him a Christian nationalist. So Jeff Bennett, the host, here's his question. Here's this: the event's host, Lance Wallnau, well, he's a leading figure in what's called the New Apostolic Reformation. That's a far-right Christian nationalist movement that wants to erase the separation between church and state, and increasingly intersects with the Trump campaign. This is on paid public broadcasting, paid with taxpayer dollars, a week before the election. And they're opining back and forth. Well, this guy, Matthew Taylor, he says, I would even go so far as to call Lance Wallnau a Christian supremacist leader. Not a Christian nationalist, but a Christian supremacist. Well, I do believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I guess that makes me a Christian supremacist now. Which he says is a hardline form of Christian nationalism. And he's a Pentecostal. Now we know. It goes on to say that Lance Wallnau leads what he calls the backbone of the movement of Christian Trumpism.
Oh, there's a new form now.
It's just every day it's new. So help us understand this symbiotic relationship between MAGA ideology and the white Christian nationalism and what the appeal is the next question. This is not a skewed interview, not a bit. Well, it says Donald Trump came up studying televangelists. He actually studied their skills and tries to mimic them in his speech. Okay. This is real. I mean, I'm reading you the interview. Matthew Taylor goes on to say, I can't think of a single national political figure in American history who has more religious narratives and religious attachments foisted onto him as Donald Trump does. I mean, he uses violent rhetoric when he engages in demagoguery.
Demagoguery.
And goes on to say, this is a movement, Christian nationalism, that is already steeped in the rhetoric of violence. Now they'll often frame it and say, this is about spiritual violence. We're talking about battling back demons. But, you know, we're really pointing out that what you're really trying to do. Anyway, you see where it's going. I'm not so sure that he didn't crawl into the chair and go into the fetal position. But the bottom line is this, you guys. If the ACLU is against you, you're doing okay. Here's my last piece, and I'll move on to another topic. The dangers of Christian nationalism. Yes, the ACLU of North Dakota published this one in July of this year. The danger of Christian nationalism. The right to practice religion or no religion at all is among the most fundamental of freedoms guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. However, across the country, we're facing an attack on religious liberties from Christian nationalists. So let me get this straight. Christians who love their country and believe in the Constitution, they want to destroy the Constitution and tear down the fabric of what causes our country to be great in order to get to their ultimate goal, which is to violate every religious tenet we hold dear. Yeah. So a recent poll of North Dakota voters found that Republicans in the state have conservative Christian ideals and that they believe should be reflected in their political decisions. No! I can't even read this stuff and keep a straight face. I'm trying to like read it like it's serious news, but it's the ACLU putting out a statement. But according to Christianity Today, Christian nationalism is, quote, the belief that American nation is defined by Christianity. The government should take active steps to keep it that way. And Christian nationalists assert that America is and must remain a Christian nation. Well, how about this? A Christ-filled nation. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, we don't want the government to be the religion. We don't. We just want people who love Jesus to be in our government. There's a vast difference. Well, you can't have that. Yes, by God, you can. I've said before, when I ran for office in the state Senate, I did not leave my faith behind. I went to Montgomery. I went to the state house. I voted on every bill with my faith in mind. Because if it makes up the very core of who I am, then how dare I to leave it behind if I did? So the reality is this. Christian nationalism is just literally God-fearing people who love their country and simply want to know that other God-fearing people will help govern their country. And that ain't bad. In fact, if you look at all the things that we stand for, and I said this in my monologue earlier. Let me find that. I've got a written copy of my monologue right here. Let me find it. I said all the things that we stand for. If they're that scary, I mean, as a Christian, I believe that Scripture tells me to be strong and courageous, to seek wisdom, to be faithful to my wife, to extend charity to others, to take strong stands, to have hope, to have a strong work ethic, to not live in excess. So the bottom line is, why would I not want people in my government who believe like that? Scary stuff, that. You rascally Christians. Stay in the fight, people. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come back, and I'm shifting gears. You guys, the pardons are out of control. Have you seen it? Even right here in Alabama, did you know about the one that touches Alabama? We'll talk about it. Oh, my word. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.